It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie Napolsky. And we're in a different studio.
We're in X-Rock today.
We stole a different studio. We hijacked it.
Well, up next will be the Foo Fighters.
And we found a tiny record, so we could be playing Too Hard
Frisbee.
To Handle by... Oh, I don't have my glasses on. The Nostalgics?
Are you sure that's not like Frisbee for Frisbee Golf?
No, it's a baby record. Look, it's super tiny. I'm going to take a picture of it. I'll post it on Facebook. Little tiny record.
Glenner, if you're listening to the show and you're missing a record.
Oh, my gosh. Glenner, I didn't steal it. I didn't take it. I just touched
it. She's got sticky fingers.
Stop it. Okay, so we are excited to join you in the studio today. We're going to continue our show of... buying a house in 2016, should you do it, should you not do it, some steps that work, just giving you tips and tricks. We're just trying to be real. Is this the time for you to do it? I'm going to tell you right now, deals are definitely going to be made in the next month or two just because people are still really selling. So, it is limited market.
Limited market. There's just a lot of low inventory out there. But there's some vacant homes out there, and with a long stretch, what is this, the longest stretch of below zero since 1905, or second longest,
it's
people are ready to move their houses, so especially if they're vacant, they might be a little extra motivated. I know I'm riding up one that's a vacant house, I went to show it on Sunday, and guess it was 35 degrees in there. I caught it right before freezing up, so I turned all the hot water on, and it went from a trickle to a full flow.
I'm gonna need to know what house you're seeing. Is it in town?
No.
Okay, good.
So we caught it, and in the nick of time. So it was on a furnace, but it was blowing out cold air. And so I checked all the toilets, and I'm pretty sure there's no damage. And we just caught it within probably an hour or two.
Well, what's weird is the house I showed on Friday, they said the same thing. They said that, or not Friday, whatever. I showed it this last, on Friday. And they said the exact same thing. They had just caught it being cold.
We've preached this a million times. Some insurance will come, they ran an outfield, they're pretty sure. And some insurance companies will cover you and some won't. So they could have lost their largest asset by not, I don't know if they're not on outfield. We've preached about getting freeze alarms.
Yes.
We have those for all our vacant properties. You can go out there and get... Google Nest. There's just there's a couple different things that you can get Ring. I have that kind of set up too for vacant homes. So don't let your house freeze up, please.
Oh my gosh, no. And I think what's really important is that it just happened. Well, it was funny because the realtor stayed on the line with me and asked, he said, since you're doing the showing, do you mind checking the heat? We checked everything, but we just want to make sure. And I was like, no problem. So I checked all the registers. Everything was great during our showing, but I just was like, it just takes a second for everything to start failing and failing quickly.
Yes.
So it's just something you always want to check. So we cannot stress that enough.
Oh, keep going. That mic sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way better.
So
Jamie's sitting between two mics right now because that's...
It's a different studio.
It's fun.
Yeah. Okay. So do we have any fun facts today?
Oh, crap. Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah. We got to get we're not organized.
We're on the
studio.
Fly today.
Yeah.
So I don't have my iPad on me, but just hang on a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you your usual quizzes. So get ready, start thinking, get your brain going.
It's
okay.
Not today.
Okay. So first of all, weekly rates. Let's make sure everybody knows where we're at. So the 30-year fixed 5.875 is what I show.
Yeah, it went down.
FHA and VA are 5.375. I listen to Housing Wire a couple times a day.
Yeah.
On my way here was, I think it's the lowest interest rates in 3 years, and so.
Yeah.
Lock them in. Good time.
And we always want to say, again, there is a VA assumable for a lot of houses, so. You always check, again, your realtor should be able to explain the VA assumable, but some people don't understand that.
So if you have to qualify with the lender with and make up the difference
in cash. Yeah.
And so if they owe $275, you're buying a $375 house, you have to bring $100,000 to the table.
Correct. But it's a fantastic way to assume their mortgage
2%,
rate.
3% interest rate, sure.
And so it's something you always want if you're able to do that and you have the cash to do that, it's something you always want your realtor to check. And then you want to see if you can qualify with that bank. So just something that's out there, especially if you are military and you are able to take the VA assumable. So go ahead. You got anything else?
So, yeah, this is just, we get this weekly, and then it's on a month over month. So average sales price, this is North Pole. I'm going to ask you the three average sales price, average days on market, and average price per square foot. Average days on market is current listings, not the ones that are pending to close or the ones that have sold. So average sales price in North Pole, this is current week's month over month.
Again,
330.
Okay.
And it's down, down 3%, so not much of a change. Average days on market?
90.
103, so quite close. Again, those are active properties. And then price per square foot. This went up.
Oh,
and 200 is the norm. This is 243.
Ooh.
Again, so this is just this current week's month over month from last year. And that's up 9.5%. So we'll see.
Gosh.
We'll see. That'll change. Okay. Do you want to do Fairbanks market real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So average sale price?
300.
It's going to be pretty, 344.
Okay.
That's up 1.8% month over month. Average days on market?
I'm going to say 100.
118. And average price per square foot is what you said it was
200.
Before. Yep, 196. So
okay.
No change there from last month.
I think the other thing I will say, though, is just because you're hearing these stats, please, if you are for sale by owner, do not price your house this way. There is a formula out there.
Yeah.
And I say that just because I have heard, like, I've reached out to for sale by owner, like I've had a buyer that's like, oh, I'm very interested in this house. Then we reach out and I'm kind of like, do you have comps? Has a realtor met with you? Has somebody come out? And they're like, no, we're selling it $220
per
square feet. And I'm just like, okay, that's not, that has nothing to do with anything. Or again, they've looked at the Zillow estimate or they've looked at some information. And then when I do the comps on the property myself for the buyer, it's not anywhere near where it should be. And then explaining that to the for sale by owner, I just feel really bad because it's not going to lend on what they think it's going to
if they even get a buyer on their overpriced listing, which is going to get stale and stagnant on the market and sell for 23 to 28% less than the open market.
Yes. So I just put that out there that, again, our working with a realtor for some reason, even if you've had maybe a bad experience, then interview some other realtors out there. There's plenty of us out there to meet. You'll find the right one that's a great fit for you, that's going to meet all of your expectations. If you have, like, again, I met with a client who's a friend of mine. He's worked with a different realtor. He had a bad experience. I said, list stuff out for me that I can do that's going to change this for you. If you want different things, then I will make sure that we've brought in, you know, different, whatever it is, I will meet those expectations. If you want to talk once a week, if you want texts and updates.
What I was going to ask, was any of it communication?
Some of it was communication. Some of it was how the engineer inspection went. I think he wanted some different he wanted some different things brought in. They weren't brought in for him specifically because he had, and I'm going to say it wrong, but it's the outside septic. So he wanted life water brought in specifically. They were not brought in.
The seller wanted this?
The buyer. He wanted
life water. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about a seller.
No, he wanted life water brought in to inspect the septic.
Is it a life water system?
It is.
Okay.
And so that was somehow skipped over. So he just wanted some additional things brought in, and he has had nothing but issues. And so, again, I just said, whatever the things are that has been negative for you, we're going to make sure that those have been addressed.
And some of that's experience, and too.
Correct.
And poor Jamie, who's what, in your sixth year?
Oh my God.
Who's got 60 years worth of worth of experience packed into
like
5-6 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it when I call you and you go, I've only dealt with this once. And I go, really? This is like my fifth time on this. How has that only been a one time for you? That never happens. Really? This happens to me like every other transaction. But I think it's good because we can share those experiences. And I'll be honest, I share even with other realtors.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm like, hey, this has just happened to me. So FYI, if this is what we're going through or if we're going through it together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me tell you what we've done in the past.
I do too all the time.
Yes. And I mean, for the most part, every realtor I've worked with has been fantastic. So they're like, thank you so much for the information, or I'm like, please call this person. They've been great.
Yeah, we're all in it together.
Yes.
We all want to provide a good service.
Yes.
We all want to do the right thing by our clients and share information.
Yes.
So,
and we want
like
the
that.
Transaction for both seller and buyer to
yep.
be great.
Yep.
So, you know, at the end of the day, we just want it to be a fantastic. experience for everybody. So,
or as fantastic as it can be.
Yes. Okay, so let's jump into our show. I'll be honest, I have no idea where we left off, but I know we talked about getting pre-approved.
I don't pay attention, so.
I know. You ignore most of the things that I say. So make sure, I think we talked about a pre-approval. They're going to look for tax returns. They're going to ask you for pay stubs. They're going to ask you for bank statements, documentation of other assets, authorization to pull your credit. This always scares people. I think we talk about this probably every 3 to 4 months on getting your pre-approval done, that it's going to affect your credit score. It's so little. It's like a blip.
Yep.
And to be honest, you make it up within like.
And I don't have the stats in front of me, but yeah. I don't know how many times they'd have to pull it to make it.
Yes.
More than just a blip. So yeah.
And it is so, I can't tell you how many people I tell when I meet with clients, please get your pre-approval because you're going to find the house that you're interested in and then you're not pre-approved and we lose out on that house.
Yeah. And it's a pre-qualification letter. And I'm just going through my most recent one just to share with you guys and what you need to be looking for as a buyer and a seller, because it's just, hey, you know what? You gave some information and they put it into and they're going to approve you, but
right.
They need more information, like actually evidence that you yes. are making this type of money and you've been with your job that long. So it's not, they usually say it's not a loan approval or a commitment to lend on the terms described in the loan details when they tell you what kind, you know, what if it's a 30-year, what the interest rate is, blah, blah, blah. So on this one, approval of the loan requires receipt of a complete loan application and all supporting documents requested. Yeah, so right now it's just verbal. Mortgage banker verification of the information that the prospective applicant has provided. So they actually have to review it. The prospective applicant's financial status and credit report to remain substantially the same until the loan closes. I was talking to my guy about earnest money. He's like, oh, I need to go take a loan out for that. And I'm like, whoa, back up. I don't really think I've ever heard anybody talking about taking a loan out for earnest money. But no, that's not a thing because
right.
if you can't afford it, then we need to rediscuss even buying a house.
Right.
And there's options for if we have to buy a house, then what we can do for a smaller earnest money. But you do not want to go take a loan out for earnest money. That's just crazy talk. So we obviously had that conversation. The collateral for the loan, so the subject property, to satisfy the lender's requirements, for example, appraisal, title, survey, condition, insurance. So all that stuff has to be met. The loan, as they described it, is to remain available in the market. So the loan product could yep. change. So we really got to read these. The prospective applicant to execute all documents to the lender requires. And all the following additional terms, if there's a list. My guy didn't have a list on it. Included with that was also help me out, Jamie. It's got the cost analyst worksheet. It tells you all what your
yeah.
closing costs and prepaids are going to be. And closing costs and prepaids can be substantial. I'm going to guess in my case it's around $10,000. Yeah, $9,200. So you got to pay attention to that. And before you go out shopping, make sure you have money to buy a house before you go buy a house.
Yes. And if you're unsure of that, again, your realtor can try to give you as much of an estimate. We always overestimate costs because I like it to be a little bit
totally
higher.
Totally be conservative, yes.
Yes. And then show you what some of your closing prepaids could look like and what we can ask for. But again, we like you to be as prepared for closing costs as possible so that you're able to negotiate.
And so on this house, Jamie, I did ask ahead of time before we went to look at it, so I didn't want to waste anybody's time because our guy has a little down. That if they would accept that sort of seller concession, yeah, they agreed to do it. So that's what we end up showing it, catching their house from freezing up, and then hopefully writing the offer. Well, I've already started the offer yesterday, but
right.
we'll hopefully get it executed over the next 24 hours.
Yes. And again, you know, I think we had – you and I have done a deal together, and they needed help with the closing costs.
Yep.
So immediately, I think you sent me something like, will they be good doing $1,500. He has to have $1,500 in closing cost help, or maybe it was $3,000. I don't remember the amount.
I remember.
And so I pitched that to the sellers and they said, yes, that's not going to be a problem. We'll sign anything, $3,000 or $1,500, whatever the amount was. They were completely fine with that. They were completely fine with paying the realtor's commission. So we checked the boxes and then the offer was written.
Great.
So, you know, if you need to do a verbal, then definitely have your realtor call and start the negotiation of what if there are certain things that are needed, especially if it's VA or military costs that aren't going to be covered, then you want to make sure that those things are already
And then this client's done. VA and first-time home buyer. When you relocate, I know I've done plenty. They're not sitting on piles of cash, and so they still want to attempt to buy a home. But renting up here sometimes can be difficult, and so sometimes the correct choice for them is to purchase. So we've went through that consultation, and he's going to purchase, but he's just not sitting on a pile of cash, so we need to try to make it work with what we have.
Right.
Jamie, are you cool if I take a little break?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, guys, we'll be right back, and we're going to go off on more tangents. We'll be right back.
All right.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And good old Jamie.
I know, we got to change that. All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about, should you buy a house in 2026? Is this realistic for you? We're just talking about what a pre-approval looks like, getting your pre-approval.
We have several talking points, and we're halfway through the show, and we're still on one.
I know.
And not even done with one.
But the most important is that a lot of people, not a lot, some people still continue to look. So I have...
Take a break and come back.
Or we're looking for a specific house. So I've got a needle in a haystack. We haven't found it, or we've lost out on several deals, so we're still looking. So your pre-approval letters are really good for 60 to 90 days. So don't forget to reach out to your lender, update that, or if anything changes in your financial. So specifically, I have a great example. I have a client that changed jobs. His job is fantastic. He's gotten even a bigger salary, but he needs to let his lender know, here's my updated paychecks. I've not had any break-in. Hey, I still can afford everything. He actually probably would be pre-approved for more. And they knew that he was going to change jobs probably while we were looking. But he needs his updated pre-approval. So,
And did you coach him that, hey, you can't just change jobs and hope to be able to get a home?
Yes. But they had already known what he was looking at. And they had already done some research prior, because he was hoping to apply for this job while he was getting pre-approved. So he had already talked to the lender, told them what he was doing, and they had already pre-coached him. But since it had taken so long to find a house, he needs to update the pay stubs, he needs to update things and get all of that updated in the pre-approval. So again, those things happen. I mean, I've done that plenty of times where I've had somebody, especially military, their jobs in the military have changed, or
the trades, or working contractors. Sorry if I stole your out of my mouth.
No. But I mean, exactly. That's exactly what happened. So, but the lender needs to be kept updated. And I think people get nervous, or they just forget what they're doing because they already have a pre-approval. So they're like, I'm pre-approved. And I'm just like, that's not exactly how that works. So we always want to update our lender, keep them updated throughout the process, because again, their goal is to make sure you have all of your ducks in a row. They have all the information they need so that when you find the house that you want, they're able to get all the information and move as quickly as we want to move, versus them saying, ugh, I need 15 more things from you now. We're, 10 steps behind, when if you'd gotten them the things, the documentation that they needed, they'd have been right there,
right,
ready to make the offer with us. And that's exactly what we want.
Good point.
So the next is, of course, finding a real estate agent that you actually trust. I always give the spiel, especially sometimes we're meeting for the first time at the house. Hopefully it's the right fit. But if it's not, then and you're not feeling it, then there's plenty of people within our brokerage that I can refer you to. That has never – I think that's only happened to me once, where I think we were just not feeling it.
You were vibing?
Yeah, you took over that client for me. They were extremely challenging, and they really wanted to deal with a broker. So, and that's fine.
It's pretty rare, but it's totally fine.
Yes. Yeah. And so to me,
we want what's best for you.
So. Yes. And that there was no ego involved. I just said, no problem. The transfer is going to happen. I think they wanted.
I think you're egoless.
Yes.
Like how my ego.
Exactly. I think exactly. We want if you feel like you need a broker and you want 20, 25 years of experience, and that just feels perfect for you. Again, you and I work in tandem. I'm never going to not ask a question if there's something bizarre that's happening, which happens to me all the time.
Jamie's like an 80-year-old woman.
Yes. But, if they feel like they want a broker working with them and that's the person they want as their contact person, then to me, that's who they need to go with. And that's who they need to be transferred to. Or if, I do commercial, if they want somebody that specializes in commercial and works commercial all the time, and, maybe that's not you or I right now, maybe that's Derek. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just finding the right person within the brokerage that they feel like, it's every time I get asked all the time about property management. I have an extensive knowledge in property management. I'm not interested in property management at all. Right. But I want to give them somebody. We have great people in our brokerage that would take and handle their property management 100%. And I want them to have that.
We've been doing that 18 years now, by the way.
Yes. And to me, I want to find them the right person. I have dealt with 3 a.m. phone calls. For years and years and years. And
freeze
I have,
alarms going
yes,
off.
Yes, everything. You name it. I could write 17 novels on
I bet.
Everything I've ever seen. But I want to give them the person that's going to give them the most incredible service. And right now, I just want to focus on selling your house, buying a house, getting you into a commercial property, selling your land, like those things.
Not sending yourself to an asylum.
Exactly. So, but we have people that are wild and want to do that stuff. So you want to interview the right realtor for you. If it's just not the right fit, that's okay. Say, this just doesn't feel like the right fit. Or you can call our broker and then he'll find the right fit for you if you feel like you can't have that hard conversation. But I always feel like I try to give you an out if for some reason you're just not feeling.
And if I feel like they're crazy, I'll probably send them your way.
Probably. And I'm okay with that.
Because you're good with crazy.
Yes. Then the house hunting starts, which is the fun part. And again, I think we always put the cart before the horse, which is starting to look for houses. But if you get all the other things that we've mentioned in our shows done, finding the house is the fun part, but you've gotten all the preliminary stuff out of the way.
Yeah, because it sucks. You find something, and I know you preach this on the show all the time, but you find something, it's awesome, and then you go to you're not pre-approved. They have to go through that process, take you a day, and then the house that's been sitting on the market for 2 months all of a sudden gets three offers, and you lose out.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I already had a client send me, we went and saw the house that they really like. but he sent me other things as a backup. And I went to look at the other list backup, and it's pending, pending, pending. And I just started laughing, and I was like, they've been sitting for months,
but
and they're already gone.
Interest rates are down to 5.3, whatever, right now. I mean, there was already the buyer demand out there. Now there's extra buyer demand out there.
Right.
So it's things are getting gobbled up that weren't getting gobbled up. And
yes.
Stuff's going to start coming to the market. It's January. It's nationwide. This always happens in January. Stuff starts coming to the market. But with the buyer demand as high as is, you can probably kiss that inventory goodbye as soon as it hits the market.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Yes. And so, again, you need to, and then I think this is always fantastic, and I love this, and I think a lot of people don't do this, is really making their list. The things you must have, what that looks like, you know, do you...
Things you can live without.
Yes. So, you know, what is your number of bathrooms and bedrooms?
And people have gotten better over the years. Like, I just don't want it burning down on top of me. Be more
right.
realistic. In
right.
the old days in buyer markets, I mean, it was the lists were long and crazy.
Yes.
And it had to
yes.
have the picket fence, and it had to be white stripes, and it had to be eight feet.
Yeah.
You know, just, I mean, the
paint color.
Now it's like, if I can just have a house that's, you know, maybe 1,500 square feet, a couple bedrooms, a garage would be nice, but we don't have to have it. That's
right.
kind of been the buyer feel the last, I don't know, since COVID, even pre-COVID.
Yep.
So realistic buyers, which is great. But it's good to, Jamie, that you're rolling this out to be realistic.
Yes. So make your must-have list. Include school if that's important, the school location, school district, if that's going to be something that really is a factor for you. And then make your nice-to-haves. You'd love to have these. I think it's important to share. It is important to share that with your realtor. And I say that because we are looking for those. So if we can add the nice-to-haves, we will add the nice-to-haves. So as we're searching for houses, you know, if we can find the updated kitchen, if we can find the fenced-in yard, if we can find extra bedrooms, like I take this as an example. My client said, gosh, it'd just be really nice to have a mother-in-law. Couldn't find the mother-in-law, but found the extra kitchen downstairs. It was as much of a mother-in-law. She didn't need the separate entrance. She just wanted an extra, like a mother-in-law features. So her daughter could kind of have her own space. It checked every box. And so that was exactly what I was on the hunt for, was anything that could be mother-in-law-ish. And that's what we were checking for and looking for.
Nice.
So, again, sometimes a duplex is also those features if you're, you know, thinking outside the box. So, again, it's just you have to tell us what we can work with. And then we kind of sometimes pitch, what about this? What about this? Will this actually meet all of your needs? So, specific neighborhood amenities. I had one client that really... they wanted a really big yard because they basically wanted lots of things for the kids. But I put them within, I'm going to say, 1/8 of a mile of a school playground. Like a, not a school playground, but a playground. Like with everything. And I go, I know you don't have this huge yard, but you can walk the kids right over and take them right over to this playground, and it had everything. And then I go, and then you don't have to buy any of those things. And they just started laughing. They were like, I never thought about that. So it was perfect because they have enough play space for the kids in the yard. If they want to put them in the yard and like have a pool, a small pool, they have a hot tub in the backyard. They have features that will allow the kids to kind of run around. But if they want all the Jungle Gym amenities, it's right up the road.
So in the summertime, you know how we have the kids running around upstairs in our office, just,
yeah.
I mean, dust is coming down.
Yes.
It's just super loud. Clients are looking up like, what the? We're right next to a playground. Why don't they send the kids right next door to the playground? And
I have no idea. Probably because they don't want to watch them. They can't watch them. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. Although they're in the street throwing water bottles at cars and running around. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the last thing I want to mention are deal breakers. So things that will really make you walk away. And I say this stuff, so a perfect example of that, one of my clients was like, anything with the septic is going to be a deal breaker. Foundation issues, that could be a deal breaker for you. Like my husband.
It should be.
For some reason, my husband, his two things were windows. Like we had to have updated windows 100% throughout the whole house. And then age of the house. Like, those were the two things we had to search for. He just did not want a house that was anything, like, in the 80s.
That's okay.
Yeah. It was just something he picked, and he was just like, listen,
less
I just
want to, and...
yep, I want to narrow my search. So think about that specific structural problems, property. We also had that same thing. We looked at lots of acreage, but then all of a sudden we looked at how, like, what it would take to maintain all of that acreage. So just things to think about that are going to be deal breakers for you on a house.
All right, Jamie, so if somebody wants to get a hold of you and go through what they're looking for, what they're hoping for, how do they get a hold of you?
I think they should call Kirk. Complain. No, I'm just kidding. Call 907-378-2400. I'd love to help you buy a house. If you don't want me, I will refer you to somebody fabulous within our brokerage. If you need property management, we have three fabulous property managers, so we can help you with that as well. That would be awesome. So if you're looking for somebody, just give us a call.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your Saturday. Stay warm during our post-record most days below zero in the history of the planet Earth. Take care and stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.